Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hello again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to the Chicago Bears Network Studios as we bring you Keys to the Game, round two with the Detroit Lions in a Week 16 matchup at Soldier Field. And I'm going to look at the keys this week from a broader perspective about season-long issues that they hope to correct in this matchup. Staying ahead of the chains on offense is one of them. Digging out of trouble in terms of down and distance and field position has been one of the biggest challenges for the Bears offense this season. When first and 10 becomes first and 20, or second and 5 becomes second and 15, or third and 1 becomes third and 11, or a sack on second down and 7 turns into third and 15. Avoiding those situations against a defense like Detroit's is imperative. Don't give that defensive line the incentive to pin back their ears and get after the quarterback. The other key is field position. Repeatedly starting drives inside their 20 has proven to be a heavy burden for the Bears, ending in punts, turnovers, and only two touchdown drives this season. If the Bears can clean up these two areas alone, it would increase their play total, avoid being one-dimensional, and give them a chance to open up the playbook. On defense, you got to impact the Lions on first down. In that Week 13 matchup on Thanksgiving Day, Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford played pitch and catch against the Bears on first down. In the first half of that game, he completed all 11 of his throws. Overall, Stafford has not excelled on first down throwing it this season with just a 79.9 rating, and he's been sacked 12 times. That's a key figure because if the Lions are going to throw it on first down, then getting pressure on Stafford and finishing with a sack is paramount. First down sacks are lethal. Those 12 sacks are the fourth most in the NFL on first down this season. Stafford did put together his best game of the season, throwing for 390 on the Bears, 19 first downs passing with no interceptions. Obviously, dealing with Calvin Johnson remains the biggest concern, but he far is from the only weapon capable of doing damage on Sunday against the Bears. The Lions had their best yardage after the catch of the season against the Bears with 211 in that game, so tackling also a big key Sunday. On to special teams, and we've been talking about it all season long, avoid penalties. On kickoff or kickoff returns, the Bears have 8 penalties. On punt or punt returns, they have 13 this season. On average, they lead the league in special teams penalties per game. Overcoming a return penalty, extremely difficult, and rarely this season has the offense been able to recover from that field position consequence. Patrick O'Donnell is doing a lot for field position right now, finding his rhythm, punting the ball extremely well. He's flipping field position and pinning teams inside their 20 with more regularity. And another big day from O'Donnell is needed against the Lions on Sunday. And on to intangibles. In week 16 of any season for a team out of the playoffs and stuck in a 3-game losing streak with a storm of scrutiny, criticism, and uncertainty swirling around it, creates a unique challenge mentally for every player involved. And with so many young players now in starting or significant roles, this is another great opportunity to rise up and be a difference maker for now and in the future. Spoiling the playoff hopes of a Lions team that gets in with a win before their showdown with Green Bay in Week 17 would give them something to remember, certainly, and a stepping stone for better days to come for wherever their careers may take them. It does require mental toughness and an enthusiastic commitment to excellence on Sunday. That wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join us on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself roll out pregame at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game. I'm Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.